A representative from each charter school involved in the lawsuit will still have to sign off on the settlement. Kendall Massett is the executive director for the Delaware Charter Schools Network. She says the decision most likely won't involve a vote from each school's entire board of directors, which could make it easier to approve.
Because there would not be any money going out, they're not paying out a settlement. It would be money coming in. There's not really a fiduciary responsibility that the board would have to approve.
But Massett says the charter schools are happy with Christina's vote and are expected to make their decisions by the end of the week. The charters sued both Christina and the Delaware Department of Education in October over the method used to calculate the amount of funds Christina sends to charters serving district students. The state's Department of Education says they haven't received the settlement agreement yet, but will sign it when they do. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.